Welcome to the Carpool Podcast with Kelly.
I think four is harder than three for, I mean, obviously, but I think it's a really big jump because now I'm going from like, can it fit three across to like, oh, we can't all fit in Taylor's truck.
And Liz.
When I found out I was pregnant with James, I was in such denial because I couldn't believe that I was pregnant that I bought like a Costco pack of pregnancy tests.
Your mom time off starts now.
Welcome back to the Carpool Podcast with Kelly
and Liz.
Hi guys, happy Tuesday.
In case you missed it,
I'm pregnant.
Baby number four is en route.
It has been a very hard secret to keep, first of all.
It's been a long secret to keep.
Yeah, it has. It's, well, I found out early and I'm 12 weeks. So, you know, and like you find that out like 4 weeks, basically.
Yeah.
Luckily, we kept ourselves busy with lots of travel.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Poor Kelly felt miserable during all of these travels. And like now if anyone was like, OK, she's being kind of dramatic with how much she hates traveling, it's justified now. You felt so bad.
I think I felt the worst in Montana.
Well, that was also like
we were freezing. It was just like,
no, it was like physically grueling.
Yeah, it was physically grueling. Vegas, I didn't feel great. And like, what a buzzkill.
Yeah.
Like pregnant in Vegas. And then Arizona was just, I felt it was just tough for other reasons. So overall, it definitely made things hard. And today we're just going to kind of like talk about it. I have like some things I want to update the class on, like things I want to talk through. I'm probably going to share the gender on the podcast.
What?
Because I already know.
Kelly can't keep a secret for a second.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. Okay, you have kept this secret for a second. But
and
like,
I kept the house for a secret?
Yeah, no.
For so long.
No, yeah. But like once you're ready to go, you just go.
No, I'm ready to go.
And you have a piece of content you want to post along with the, you have, she has finding out the gender, a video of it, and it's really cute.
Yeah, you know that I'm like so trigger happy. Like, you know, as soon as I have a hot piece of content in my hands, I have to post it. But anyway,
let's talk about it. Let's start from the beginning. Were you planning for this baby?
Well, it's so funny because when I was pregnant with Fred, I think I said multiple times, like, this is my last one. Like, mm-hmm. I gave Elizabeth, I don't have a single thing on maternity clothes. I gave it all to Elizabeth. I was like, I'm done. Like, this is,
yeah,
this is it. This is it. I'm done. And I felt that way, like, up until the delivery. And then as soon as I delivered him, I'm like, oh, I'm not done.
Yeah.
And he's continued to prove to me that I'm not done because he's the world's easiest baby.
Love that.
He's just so happy-go-lucky. And I think it's a weird feeling of, like, Fred's so perfect, I should want to be done, but instead it's like, no, Fred's making me like want to have another one.
Yeah, Fred gives middle child energy. He's Fred not a youngest.
Totally.
He's
gives
so just like middle child.
No, he totally gives middle child. So I was like Tyler was like so done, like tried to make an appointment to like, you know, do a thing, and I like said, no, you can't do that. I'm not 100%. And he was like, we're done, Kelly. He's like, we're done. And then it just kind of like one day he was like, you know, I don't even know if we'd really notice another one. Like he said that and I'm like,
no. Game on.
Okay, we're going to do this. And I just think like I just didn't feel done. And luckily Tyler said, okay. So anyway, I'll share like a little bit more about the story. I do want to say like it's gonna get like a little like personal and like a little raw.
Oh,
and I think it's not gonna be like it's not gonna be like relatable for every single person, but just like Ballerina Farms, you don't have to center yourself in every piece of content, and this is no exception because it is like my story and my truth, and my feelings are valid.
Okay,
sorry, can you tell I've
gotten, it sounds a bit
I've
rehearsed.
Gotten some hate messages before. So the thing was, like, we agreed to do four. And I very much thought we'd start trying like in August. And turns out I'm going to be 9 months pregnant in August instead.
Yeah.
So although we had committed to four, this timing was a huge shock and a huge surprise. And I, like, for the first couple weeks, like, really freaked out and kind of struggled with it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, like just feeling sick and like it wasn't. The thing that makes it good, though, is like it's not the baby. It's the timing of the pregnancy mm-hmm. that feels really difficult.
Yeah.
I'm not worried about having another baby at all. Like it's just like kind of what I do. I'm kind of in the chaos. We're kind of already here. I've done two under two before. We're moving to a bigger house. Like I'm not worried about that. It was just like Fred's pregnancy was so hard on me. And just like looking at like the year I had planned for myself and like those three trips I was going on and just like, you know, with everything that's going on with the house, I didn't want to be pregnant for this period of time.
Yeah.
But
it is so hard to be pregnant.
Yeah. But it's fine because I got through the trips.
Yep.
I'll get through everything.
Yep.
And like, it's just, you got to just take, like, I'm like just clinging onto my faith of like, well, this baby's supposed to be here. Yeah. Like, this is supposed to be the baby. So, mm-hmm. and you know, when you just think about like all the stars align and everything that has to happen for like that combination of like that child to be born.
Yeah.
Like, it just has to, like, it just, to me, it's God's hand is just so in it. Mm-hmm. Cause like my three kids couldn't go more perfectly together.
Yeah.
So yeah, like that's, and I'm still like, you know, like we still have like the auto show coming up and like we have a lot to do this year that I just didn't know. I didn't think I could handle it while being pregnant.
Well, I will say with the auto show, which is traditionally in September, prior to finding out Kelly was pregnant, we did decide to move the date to July.
Yeah.
So that was serendipitous.
No, that was serendipitous. So yeah, the auto show, if mark your calendars, it's going to be July 20th.
In St. Louis.
Yeah, I'm going to be like very pregnant. So everyone just please road trip to me. I can't take it to you. But it's on a Saturday, which mm-hmm. I think is going to be really helpful for people trying to make a weekend out of it. Because prior we've always had it on Sundays. So it's Saturday, July 20th, same venue. It's going to be very similar to last year. But I think like the biggest thing on my recap call is it was like I want more kids activities.
Mm-hmm.
I just loved like having all of the kids there. I thought that
the
was so fun.
It was so good. So anyway, yeah. So I want you to tell everyone. I want you to tell everyone how you found out, because it's kind of hilarious.
Well, and I won't like give like the nitty gritty details of the conception, but
please don't. I'll tell a story of how you found out.
No. Let me just. But shortly after, I realized that there was a chance I was going to get pregnant.
Yeah, you said it pretty much right away. You're like, "There's a chance I'm pregnant," and I'm like, "You're fine." Blah 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 blah. And then you kept just like saying it, and then Hattie kept saying, mommy has baby sister in her belly. She just kept saying baby sister. And Kelly was like, I don't have a baby in my belly.
You can pray for one, but yeah.
Baby sister in your belly.
No, she's kind of a brat about it.
Yeah. And so sure enough, Kelly was actually pregnant when Hattie was like saying this. But it's January 1st. Kelly comes over to my house and we're sitting down to record a podcast.
Now, I was a day late and I was like, I just don't.
When I found out I was pregnant with James, I was in such denial because I couldn't believe that I was pregnant that I bought like a Costco pack of pregnancy tests. Like,
you're so drama.
I am swimming in them. So you're like, do you have a test here? And I'm like, yeah, I do. So you go, you take it, and then we find out like literally seconds before we're sitting down to record our January 1st podcast. And
we're going to post the video on the carpool because
yeah, we took a video.
And again, it's I hope that like the reaction, I mean, it's, I don't want to get like any mean comments, but like it was a major shock. And it's not that I was not excited for the baby. I was just like looking down the barrel of like these three crazy trips in this like house. And I was like, I freaked out. I had a minor freak out.
Yeah.
But I'm in a good spot now.
Yeah.
I'm in a good spot.
So that's actually your set of your four babies. That's the second one that I was there helping you take
found out before
you.
Tyler
I was with you when you took the test.
Yeah, that's true.
So funny.
That's so funny. Yeah. Huh.
So do you want to announce the gender?
Yes. So first of all, I'd be lying if I didn't say I kind of did this for the chance to try to give Hattie a sister.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's no secret that like my sisters are the most important people in my life. And as much as I'm loving like the brother sister relationship that George and Hattie have and like the brother relationship that George and Fred are going to have, I was like, I want to do this because I at least want to be able to like say I tried.
Yeah.
Like I tried to give her a sister. And but I, on the same, but it was like such a, it's such a weird feeling, because it's like, well, if Hattie doesn't get a sister, like Fred gets a brother, yeah, like 19 months apart. So yeah, like also how fun for Fred.
Win-win.
Well, it's someone's losing, but someone's winning. Well, not
win-lose.
Yeah. So anyway, I've never done the like early blood test before, but we did that like at my doctor's office, mainly because I'm like, I'm not moving to like storage bins of baby clothes to my new house. Like I'm just not doing that. Like something's got to give. And please spare me the gender. Please spare me the stories of like their genders being wrong, because I just can't. I already got rid of them. Let's just put it that way. So anyway, then I send it off. They're like 7 to 10 days. So I like kind of not forget about it, but I'm like, okay, that kind of feels like a while. Like I thought you could just like run it underneath a thingamabob. And it was so fun because I was actually with Tyler and my mom when I got the call, because we were looking at countertops, like trying to pick out like our countertops for the house. And we have it. We have the reaction recorded, which if you know anything about me, I'm like not a gender reveal kind of person. Mm-hmm. Like I've never done like with George. I'm kind of dragging this out, but it's okay. With George, I found out alone, like I got like a 15-week ultrasound and they said, oh, I can tell the gender. And I called Tyler and told him. Mm-hmm. Hattie was the same way. Fred was the same. I don't think Tyler was there for any of the genders. Like I literally just find out on an ultrasound and like call him. Like it's just, and people think that's weird. I love it. I just love like making it a low key thing.
Okay.
And like making it just like an intimate thing and like focusing on what's important for me.
Literally forced Kelly to let me like bring cupcakes to her kids so they could have a gender reveal for Fred.
Yeah. If you look back at Fred's gender reveal, like I already knew.
Yeah.
Because I like found out at the doctor's office.
And I literally forced her to let me do that.
Yeah. She did force me. So this is like the first one I like have
my reaction
okay, on camera, which is fun. You know what I mean?
So what is it?
Baby number 4
is
a girl.
I'm so excited.
Like, I was so convinced it was a boy, because who has 2 and 2? And who has boy, girl, boy, girl? Like, who? When I think about the people who have 4 kids who I know, it's all like 3 girls and a boy, or it's like boy, girl, girl, boy.
Dad and his siblings are girl, boy, girl, boy.
Oh, they are girl, boy. Mm-hmm. I missed that one.
Yeah.
But anyway, like, just
no, it's so amazing. 2 and 2. I just feel like we're drowning in boys over here. I am so excited for another girl. I love girls.
Everyone has a brother. Everyone has a sister.
It's amazing.
And I mean, I'm so obsessed with it because George and Hattie's relationship is one of my favorite things in the entire world. And I literally get to do it all over again.
Yeah.
With Fred and 4.
Yeah.
And I'm just so, I'm so excited it's a girl. Like my oldest is a boy, my youngest is a girl. Like it's just,
so everyone wants to know, I guess we have to Google what the female characters' names are in Harry
Potter.
Already done.
So here's the thing. First of all, and if you don't know this joke, my daughter's name is Harry, and then George and Fred are George and Fred Weasley.
Kelly's not a Potter.
I'm not a Harry Potter fan. I don't know anything about Harry Potter. I mean, I've seen the movies. I don't even know if I've seen all the movies. I should do that.
Yeah.
I guess I just like those kind of like old English names. Like whatever, I just do. So I'm like looking up Harry Potter inspired names today. Do you know that you have a Harry Potter inspired name?
Yeah, James Potter.
Yeah, Harry's dad.
Yeah, Harry's dad. Mm-hmm.
So
I knew that.
Yeah. So anyway, it's probably gonna be Hermione.
No, the thing is you've said it on another podcast.
I don't want to say it. I know, but
you've said one of your girl names.
I've said one of my girl names before, and it is a Harry Potter related.
It's not related. It's directly.
I do not have a name. I can't believe I said that. I guess I said that when I didn't think I was having 4.
Yeah, I think you probably said it when you were pregnant with Fred. And we were talking about like James.
I thought it was like, because you guys don't understand, I was so done when I was pregnant with Fred.
Yeah.
Like, I do have my maternity clothes. I don't have a lick.
I have your maternity clothes, yeah.
I don't have anything.
Mm-hmm. I did throw a lot of them away, or donated a lot of them, because they didn't fit me. Sorry.
No, I'm screwed.
Yikes. Anyway. So exciting.
So.
Baby content.
I don't have a name. I don't know. I don't know. You guys know the names I like. So then I went on Baby And I kind of also, like, this is the first time I haven't, like... Like, George was always George, Hattie was always Hattie, and then Fred was going to be Fred. Like, I was just done. I've never, like, had... And I don't like a lot of boy names. Like, a fourth boy would have been very...
No, boy names are so much harder than girl names.
Honestly, I probably would have named the boy Henry. And that's kind of... I like that name, but it's also, like, my third favorite.
Yeah.
Like, so it's kind of weird.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I feel like I'm in a whole new world. Like, I want to, like, go get a baby name book. Like, I want to, like, just... I want to, like, live through that, you know?
Yeah.
I haven't made a decision.
We should ask for... people to send in ideas.
Yeah, so then I
let's do that. What names do you like? Like, what's your vibe? And we'll see if anyone has any good ideas
for
you. My
vibe is George, Hattie, and Fred.
Okay.
I think that's like enough context.
You like single syllable middle names though.
No, Matthew. Frederick Matthew. No. I don't need that. I don't need that.
When I threw Elizabeth as a middle name, you're like, I don't really know if I like that, which was weird. For you to say.
Well, a name that I'm not going to do, but that was on the list was Elizabeth was on the list, which people are going to be like, I think you're a side star, but it's not. It's a family name. And Tyler really liked Elizabeth and called her Betty.
Which is our grandma's name.
Which was our grandma's name. But I just like Fred and Betty. Like, it's giving two Flintstones for me.
Yeah. And then you're in the Flintstone realm. And it's just like,
and then I'm a Flintstoner.
You're a Potterhead and a Flintstoner.
But I do think Betty is cute. Like, that's the vibe. Like, Betty's cute. Like, Hattie, okay. Betty. But I don't like how those sound together either, really.
So kind of like old Englishy, but also kind of farmy.
Yeah. Like, I don't like Victoria. Because that's, like, way too, like...
Okay.
That's too formal. Like, okay. I need a little bit more farm in it. A little more country in it.
Okay.
A little bit more, like, fair queen.
Okay.
If you will. So, anyway, then I went on this website, Babylist, and they have, like, an AI... Like, basically, ChatGPT fills it out, and you put your siblings' names, and it gives you recommendations.
Oh, did it give you any good ones?
No.
Oh.
It gave me just, like, and here, I didn't like any of them, so I can read them to you. Oh, gosh, I'm going to have to find it again. Okay, I found it. Should I put Harriet or Hattie?
Hattie.
Hattie. Should I put Fred or Frederick?
Yeah, do what you call them.
What I call them. Okay. George, Hattie, and Fred. Oh, and then also people are like, are you going to do an E or an I? So it's like alphabetical.
Huh?
Okay. What?
An E or
A,
an
B,
I?
A, B, C, D, E, F, E, F, G, H. If I did like Elizabeth, it'd be E, F, G, H. Or I could do I.
Okay.
I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, no. That's a stretch.
Okay. Alice, Rose, Clara, Pearl, Elise.
I saw Clara.
I don't like
and
Clara.
I almost said that too. Wait, Alice, Pearl. I like Pearl. I think Pearl's really cute.
Pearl Stumpy?
For a dog. For a dog. I almost named, if I got a female dog, I was going to name her Pearl. I think that's actually really cute. Okay. But that's kind of, Alice is like kind of the vibe.
No, it's not. Not the vibe for me. Like, I think Martha's cute.
Okay.
Like, I think, like, I don't know. I just kind of like the silly, like the...
Well, when you ask Hattie what her baby sister's name is, she says all of the places.
Yeah, all of the places.
And she's like so confidently.
And Tyler's like, Olivia?
Oh, I know. Olivia. I was thinking about this. Olivia Macy?
Olivia Macy.
all of the places? Olivia Macy. I don't know.
I know, it's like not even cute because I'm like, it's like people ask her, what's her name going to be?
All of the places.
All of the places. It's like, what?
Yeah.
Anyway,
so exciting. Congratulations.
Thanks. So do you want me to like keep talking or do you have something else you want to say?
Well, I was maybe going to say we could like get into our episode.
Oh, yeah.
Because we have a Millennial Award of the Day. That was pretty much our dump.
Well, yeah, I have some industry news. I want to like kind of like talk through my initial car thoughts.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I have some house updates I can give.
Well, let's give you a break.
We could do three if you wanted.
Let's give you a break.
Okay.
And we will do the Millennial Word of the Day where we learn Gen Z slang so we can be less lame. Today's word is doom scrolling.
Doom scrolling. That's got to be when you're just scrolling in the middle of the night and you see that's TikTok and you see a sad TikTok.
Yeah.
It's like when you go in like down a rabbit hole.
Yeah.
Kind of dark corner of the internet.
Correct. It's the practice of obsessively checking on online news for updates, especially on social media feeds, with the expectation that the news will be bad, such that the feeling of dread from this negative expectation fuels a compulsion to continue looking for updates in a self-perpetuating cycle.
Oh, yeah. It's giving like COVID days. Like when you would just like constantly like, I mean, I had never watched local news more than like the early days of COVID.
Yeah. It's that. It's, yeah.
Yeah, like you just like would see, want to see people. That's so weird.
Doom scrolling.
people, you just got to unplug.
You have to. You have to protect your peace. And there's such a, it's so hard because on one hand you're like, but also you shouldn't be informed and know what's going on. And while that's true, I think you can like know what's going on and like not have to keep looking it up.
Yeah, I just, it is so interesting. Because were we ever designed to know?
No, we weren't. We weren't designed to know what was going on in every area.
And
of
also,
the world.
Like, what if you just. Do you think the world would be better or worse if everyone only worried about, like, their immediate circle and, like, their, like, the 10 square miles of their house? Not no, even, like, I, your circle. Like, because, like, if you're, cause something happens in your community, like, you should know and, like, you should show up for your community.
No, I think that it would be a much better place if you were focused on, like, the. What's going on around you and the people around you, like community is so like dead and like kind of like you said, like so loving dead. Your neighbor. It's just like, I don't even know some of my neighbor's names.
Community is, that's so well said. Community is so dead. And it's one of the reasons why I love living here, because like this is where my community is. And I think you can find community other places. But I'm telling you, like you can look up blue zones. People who have a community.
Yeah.
They are happier longer, and they live longer.
Yeah. Yeah, and then it's just like, you know, and not to make it like political, but then too, it's like when you're so worried about what's going on in other parts of the world, if like you disagree with maybe the person across the street, then you two are fighting over something that isn't even directly affecting you.
I know.
And now you guys aren't, you are in the same community and you don't even like each other. Because totally. It's like so, the politics and like what goes on in the world is just like so divisive. Right now, and like especially right now, it seems like no one can have a conversation anymore.
But I also feel like not. I feel like you can in person.
In person,
I feel like we all can get to some. Not everybody and everywhere, but in person, I feel like you can get to a common ground because also people would never say things that they say online to someone's face. It's like so weird. I just a little Fathlane philosophy. I'm going to slip in here. You know who just said it best?
Who?
Mother Teresa. One of my favorite quotes in the world. I'm in my new house. I want to get like a piece of art that says it. And it says, if you want to change the world, go home and love your family.
Yeah.
Chills.
That gave me chills.
Mother Teresa.
Yeah.
Love your neighbor. Love your family. Find a community.
Yeah.
And just like, where were we going with that?
I don't know. It's not about doom scrolling. Oh, we're kind of like doom scrolling on this conversation.
No, I think we're giving like super, super tangible, actionable advice.
Well, I mean, and not even to go off.
And we can also be your community. Like, I'm sorry. The Carpool Crew Facebook page is such a light and fresh air.
Such a light.
And they're just like so supportive.
I hope who we gave advice the other day, the military family who wasn't invited on the vacation, if you aren't part of the Facebook group, there's an entire post about you and everyone is like giving their own advice and just like cheering you on and they're like, let's plan a trip.
No,
like,
I said that first.
Oh, you said it first. You're planning it.
Well, yeah, you know, I like my love of travel.
Yeah.
How about this auto show? Let's get together.
Everyone's invited
to the auto show. It's gonna be a super fun experience this year. I'm actually very excited because since it's on a Saturday, we get to move in on Friday.
Yes.
So we get to have like the before the cocktail hour.
We think.
This is maybe
going to try to have our cocktail VIP happy hour at the auto show the night before. So anyone who gets those tickets gets first access to the show.
Imagine the vibes of like you make it a long weekend in St. Louis and we're going to turn out like the we need to find a St. Louis travel agent.
We will work with like STL Bucket List or like some of those like
we're gonna like give an I-10
things to do,
and then like you come in Friday, you come to the place, the show's empty, we're not gonna sell a lot of tickets, 100 max.
Yeah.
No,
that's for the VIP night.
for the VIP night we have like maybe past, like I'm thinking past apps, maybe again, a table. I don't know if we have the budget for that.
Yeah,
but cocktail hour, like walking around looking at new cars with a glass of wine.
Period. We'll all be there.
The whole fam. I'll be so pregnant.
Yep. And then the next day, if you want to come back and see all our fabulous like vendors and just like feel like the electricity is the auto
like,
show.
Like the vendors are fire. Shopping.
We're making it longer this year. So people can spread out, because there's always like so many people that come right at the beginning, and then like the last hour looks so lame. That's a hot tip. That's one to come as the last hour, because no one's there anymore. If you come at the beginning, everyone's there. It's hard to get into the cars. So we're going to make it longer, so there's like more opportunities to come. So just pop in.
And bring the whole fam. Bring the kitties. Like, it's just so fun. Yeah. I can't wait.
It's so fun.
And today's episode is brought to you by Caraway. You guys, we are so obsessed with our Caraway cookware for a number of reasons. Number one, it's non-toxic. Okay, that's a win-win, especially when you're cooking for a family or a pregnant woman like myself. I love that Caraway products are made without any toxic materials like PFASs, PTFEs, PHOAs, or other hard-to-pronounce chemicals. It's also easy to cook with because it has that ceramic, naturally slick surface. It means minimum oil or butter is needed, and things literally will just slide right off the pan. And finally, it couldn't be more aesthetic. I mean, I am talking some of the most beautiful pots and pans, colors and combinations, hardwares you can get. And Caraway takes it one step further by bringing you one of the best storage solutions I've ever seen. An easy place to hang the lids, a divider for your different pots and pans. It makes it so easy. Visit carawayhome.com/carpool to take advantage of this limited time offer of 10% off your next purchase. This deal is exclusive for our listeners, so visit carawayhome.com/carpool or use code carpool at checkout. Caraway, non-toxic cookware made modern.
Okay, what, you can get back to the other things you want to talk about.
Okay, so like, I think the question everyone's asking me is like, what am I going to do about a car situation?
No, that's such a good question.
I don't think, I mean, again, just like, it's not, I don't think I'll like buy a car. I think I'll probably just continue like the demo world for right now while inventory is still good. If like, basically I'm gonna do that until dad tells me I can't do that anymore, is truthfully just kind of the vibes. I'm in a Ford Expedition Max right now with the bench. It would totally work. Everything would work. Everything would work. I'm just, and I kind of want to try the bench because I would love to be able to take somebody to sit back there with the baby to just like do all of that. So I mean, my gut is like telling me put George and Hattie in the third row. Shout out Expedition Bench for like having lower anchors and tether anchors and all the seats and just being incredible. And then I may put like Fred and the baby in the middle and outboard seat, and then like leave one of the other seats open for either me to sit or for us to tilt for third row access.
Okay,
that's my initial. Also, I was like talking to like one of my CPST friends, and like a really big slept on thing that everyone feels weird about, and it wouldn't work in all cars, but it would work in the Expedition, is putting the baby in the third row.
Okay,
so I may play around with that.
I feel like that'd be really hard to get them out.
I don't think so.
Really?
I have to try it.
I just feel like I'm trying to imagine how you would like grab the two things to like yank them out.
Yeah, maybe it would be hard, but I'm going to try it all. I think that's just like what's so fun about this combination. And it's also just like really going to push me as a reviewer and as a creator, because I think four is probably the hardest. I think four is harder than three for, obviously, but I think it's a really big jump because now I'm going from like, can it fit three across to like, oh, we can't all fit in Tyler's truck.
Yeah.
We can't all do this. We can't all do that. So that's going to be very interesting.
When do you just get the conversion van that mom had growing up?
Well, that's like, also only has five seats. I am not interested in that conversion van at all.
Mm.
Like that doesn't really, I mean, I would just buy a regular minivan before that.
Yeah.
But
I guess that was nicer when we were, because we were older when she had that. We were like in middle school.
And I just have no idea. Like, I don't remember like the car seats we were in. I don't remember the car seat age at all.
No.
Do you?
No.
No. So anyway, we're working on that. I don't know if the addition is going to be done before the baby comes, but I think it'll definitely be almost done. I mean, we're planning on moving in and then pretty much getting started on it like this pretty soon.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, we'll see. If not, it'll be fine. I saw like the funniest, and I mean the funniest TikTok I've ever seen in my life. I don't even have TikTok, but someone sent it to me, and then I've sent it to everybody. And it's like this video of someone like when you're pregnant with your fourth and someone asks you what your nursery theme is. And it's like a bassinet next to a box of diapers. Yes.
That's it.
That's the theme.
Well, I mean, really, that's when you really don't have to be worried about where the baby's going to be.
No, I'm not worried about the baby at all. No, not at all. I'm not worried. I'm not worried about the lack of bedrooms in the slightest. I mean, and truly, like, basically, like, the kids are going to all go in the office, which is, like, fine. Like, they'll be fine. It's a huge room. All of their beds will fit. It has a closet. It doesn't have a bathroom, but they can use our bathroom.
Their current room. It's not like their current room has a bathroom.
No, but yes, but you're right. But people were like, well, why do they need their own bathroom? And they don't need their own bathroom, but like the only shower is the primary shower.
Yeah.
So like eventually when I have like a 12-year-old, like, and a 14-year-old, like they need, like the kids need a shower.
Yeah.
They don't need a shower, but I would like them to have their own shower, their own little space. So anyway, life is chaos.
Life is chaos.
Okay, Liz, well, you're ready for industry news where I spill the hot tea going on in the auto industry.
Yeah, girl.
Have we talked about the new Ford Explorer?
I feel like we did a little bit.
Wait, did we or did we not?
No, I think we did a little bit. Why? What's the news?
That the 2024 Ford Explorer gets new looks and a better infotainment system.
No, I think we did that just come out.
I don't think we talked about this on the podcast.
I think we might have been saying the Ford Explorer needs a redesign. And where is it?
Well, it came out February 1st, but I guess I just forgot to talk about it on the podcast. And also, it like wasn't that groundbreaking. The Ford Explorer is just like, first of all, it's like, it's no secret. I am obsessed with the Expedition.
Yes.
Like I almost was. Have you seen that trend where everyone's like, get ready with me where I tell you all the things I like hate about the Ford Expedition?
Oh, yeah.
And then
yeah,
it's like, I'm not doing any, because yeah, there's nothing to hate.
Yeah.
It's perfection in a vehicle. Well, that's not true. It could have whatever. It's pretty darn close. So, and like Tyler has an F-250. Like we love, like the Ford Edge, I mourned.
Yeah.
Mourned the fact that they've taken away the Ford Edge. The Ford Explorer is one of my least favorite cars.
You guys are low-key Ford people.
No, we're low-key Ford people. And like that's why I can say like the Ford Explorer is one of my least favorite cars. It is so lost. Mm. It's so lost. And it's so just not competitive in the midsize category. And like it should be.
Yeah.
Like it should be.
Absolutely.
And it's not.
Yeah.
And like now the new Chevy Traverse is truly just going to put the biggest nail in the coffin to this Ford Explorer. Mm-hmm. Because like if you're an American person, like an American made person, like the Traverse is so much better than the Explorer.
Yeah. So you would go
Traverse
over. Yeah.
Like the new Traverse, I'm on the edge of my seat for it to come out.
Okay. So what are these upgrades?
Okay. A front end, new look interiors, and a host of tech-centric upgrades. Every Explorer now has a full digital gauge cluster and better infotainment system with Google's voice assistants and apps to stream video games and play games. Who freaking cares? Ford's midsize SUV is mechanically unchanged, but it has more standard features, and the Blues Cruise hands-free option is available for the first time. So first of all, like you adding your horrible infotainment system to the Ford Explorer is not a selling point. Okay. One thing I actually do hate about the Expedition is their horrible infotainment system, like their giant iPad screen. Pass. Blue Cruise is nice. That's like the hands-free driving, which I do like. And it's just, they are taking away the hype. It used to have a plug-in hybrid. They're like, yeah, let's just take that away. A what? What?
Now of all times?
And now of all times? And it's got a larger grille, new headlights, front bumpers that mimic skid plates and appear wider and lower than before. There's going to be four trims. I mean, you can look it up. It's nothing. It's very much a mid-cycle refresh. I mean, I'm excited to see it at the New York Auto Show.
It just doesn't do much for me. Like, I see that and I'm just like, okay.
Well, the thing is, it's like, it's just not very big. And it's expensive. Like, in comparative.
Yeah.
And I think like the problem with, well, and this is, I mean, people are going to love it and like that's fine, but this is just coming from someone who's been in every midsize SUV multiple times. Like, if you're not going to have the space, have the best tech.
Yeah.
Because like,
have something. And be the best at something.
Be the best at something, or have the best car seat setup, or have like the hybrid option, or just like do something.
Do you think, okay, outside of the fact that obviously we are looking for very specific criteria in an SUV, do you think the Explorer is for anyone? Like, we're not looking for car seats.
Yeah, I mean, I think that it's like, I think cops really enjoy driving them.
Mm.
I think they're like, they're good
for cops.
The police.
Yeah. Well, and how annoying is it too when that person gets the white Explorer and then they put that ridiculous like circular window on theirs and just so you'll get out of their way?
Do you? Because I think I'll drive slower behind you.
That's what I always think, because whenever I can see, I'm like, I can tell you're not a cop, but you made me slow down. Now I'm driving the speed limit, or I'll get out of the way.
anyway, I'm not trying, I'm kind of being silly. Like the Explorer's, the thing with the Explorer is it's just fine. Like it just does everything okay. It doesn't do anything great. It's not the most car seat friendly. It is safe. I will give it that. Like it's one of the four SUVs that scored well when they did the second row crash testing because they do have pretensioners in the second row. So like it's kind of like Subaru Ascent in that aspect.
Okay.
You know what? It's kind of giving Subaru Ascent. To me, they just like fall in a category of put it on your list. It's an option.
Yeah.
But I think there's other cars that do the same things better.
Okay. All right.
Like, I mean, I think the Hyundai and Kia tech is impossible to beat. I think that the new Chevy Traverse is in the Volkswagen have such car seat and family capabilities. In the Honda Pilot too. Like they're also like big and amazing. I think the new Grand Highlander even is like checking the boxes as far as like size and tech and hybrid technology. And to me, the Ford Explorer isn't very big. Maybe this tech's amazing. I haven't seen it, so I shouldn't be talking so bad about it. But if they just upgraded it to what's in the Ford Expedition Platinum, which I think that's what they did, it's clunky. It's clunky. And then it's just not that big. It's just not that big.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there you go.
So, sorry.
That's okay. Do you have more industry news or do you?
No, we're gearing up for, well, yes, I have one more thing. We are gearing up for New York Auto Show.
Yeah.
That's coming up.
Yep.
My last trip on the books, but we'll have probably a few more trips planned.
Mm-hmm.
But this will be fun. And we're doing private tours of the New York Auto Show, which I'm very excited about. I'm doing two tours. Unfortunately, my tours are sold out. But there's some other tours available. Okay. One of them is by this girl we know, Scotty, who runs A Girl's Guide to Cars. And she's hosting like a girl's night out. Like that's like the theme of her tour.
Fun.
So like mine's like so family. Like mine's like so family. Which like don't get me wrong, we're gonna have so much fun. Like bring car seats in places. So anyway, she's doing a girls' night out tour. And I think if you want to look at cars, like it's totally worth doing because like the regular auto shows, like first of all, they're not car mom auto shows. Like it's a bunch of random people like cramming in a bunch of cars with like no like balloon artists or like characters or like food trucks.
Yeah, it's honestly.
So like I would pay, I'd pay up for the private tour.
Okay, yeah.
I'm saying like I wouldn't go if you couldn't go for that. So yeah. If you're interested, you can find the tickets on the New York Auto Show.
Okay, cool. Well, Kel, are you ready for a ditch the drive through where we give you an easy dinner recipe to mix it up to get you out of your dinner rut?
Yeah, because y'all, your girl has not been cooking. That's been one of the reasons why we didn't do February, because I'm not cooking. I made a broccoli chicken casserole that about took me out.
Yeah.
It took me out.
It is so hard. I remember when I had James, like I used to cook, well, before having James, I cooked all the time. And then that like first trimester with him, I was like, my kitchen's never been so clean because I literally didn't use it.
No.
And is that a thing that we all go through?
I can't even explain. Like my nausea's been pretty bad. I am on Bongesta, which has been helping, but it's just like, it's just so many aversions. And I mean, my kids are fed, like, don't worry. Like they're being fed, but I'm just like not, I'm basically like cooking a bunch of different meals. Like we're doing a lot of like mac and cheese, broccoli. Luckily, my kids love raw veggies, so that's like where we're getting our veggies in from.
Yeah.
And doing a lot of Costco meals. Tyler's been making chicken pot pies. Like, he's, like, buying the frozen banquet ones, and he feeds those to the kids, like, once a week.
Wow.
Because I'm just...
All right, but you're... Okay, you're entering your second trimester. Like, are you feeling better? Like,
I'm not feeling better yet, but, like, I don't feel good at all right now. I feel very nauseous. But I've just had really crazy... I haven't like been craving like one thing specifically, but like my cravings are so intense and so all over the place. Or it's like if I don't get it.
Yeah.
Like I'm like hyper fixating. Like I was craving like peanut butter oatmeal, and then like I ate peanut butter oatmeal for like five meals straight. Like I'm not even kidding.
Wow.
And then it's like I have to go get a fillet of fish. It's disgusting. I'm disgusting.
Oh, dude. It's survival mode.
No, it's just the first trimester is so hard. And then hopefully, like, the problem is, like, with Fred, my second and third trimester were so hard. Like, I just didn't feel good. Like, I just carried him really hard. I don't know what was the deal. But I'm determined to not... I don't mean...
Hard pregnancy, easy baby. Easy pregnancy, hard baby.
I think this baby's going to be easy. What fourth child is that, Sydney?
Sydney was the hardest child for mom, for sure. She paid off, though.
Yeah, now it's just one of the most helpfuls.
Yeah, but she was definitely like for sure the biggest headache.
Yeah, great.
Great. So you have that.
But don't you think that's kind of like Hattie's, like you don't get two of those.
No, Hattie gives Sydney.
Hattie totally gives Sydney.
Yeah. Anyway, okay, I want to read our Ditch to the Drive-Thru. This comes from Ashley. If you want to leave your own Ditch to the Drive-Thru, you can email hello@thecarmomofficial.com. It's Caprese Chicken. I'm sorry if this is going to make you gag, Kelly. So you can just like
I saw this one come in.
I think it sounds really good.
I think everything sounds good but the cheese.
Okay.
Like, I'd love some bruschetta right now.
Okay. Okay, well, this isn't about you. This is for everyone who can like stand to make a meal like me. Okay, you need chicken breasts. She says, I prefer thin sliced or slice big ones in half long ways. Ugh. I just talked about how you cut chicken. I don't need you to make a comment on every ingredient. Cherry tomatoes, mozzarella, balsamic glaze, fresh basil if you're feeling fancy. Cook the chicken on the stove top in a pan with some olive oil or avocado oil, salt, pepper, Italian seasoning, whatever sounds good. Once about halfway through, flip the chicken and throw in some grape or cherry tomatoes. Keep them in long enough for them to start blistering. I love a blistering tomato. Once chicken is nearly cooked, top with slices of mozzarella so it starts to melt onto the chicken. Once finished, drizzle the balsamic glaze on top with fresh basil. Serve with whatever veggie, bag salad, rice, tomato, potatoes. I think it sounds good with pasta. Bada bing, bada boom. It sounds good, Kelly. If you didn't feel the way you did, you would be agreeing with me.
I know. I'm just like feeling depressed because like I have to figure out what to eat for the rest of the day. I'm so happy I can finally have a platform to complain about it. I want bruschetta.
Where are you going to find that?
And that's the thing. We live like nowhere. We live in a place.
The Trader Joe's bruschetta is so good.
I'm not going to be able to get to a Trader Joe's. I'm going to have to make it myself.
That sounds like a lot of work.
I need bruschetta. That sounds so good. The chicken and cheese and sound like I could literally gag on this microphone, but I need the bruschetta.
Okay. Well, with that, that's going to be our episode.
And a chaotic episode it was.
So thank you so much for listening to the Carpool Podcast, and we'll talk to you next time.
See ya.
Thank you for listening to the Carpool Podcast with Kelly and Liz. Make sure you're subscribed so you never miss an episode. And if you enjoyed riding with us, tell everybody you know. There's room in the car for everyone.